All right, well, we have all of the commissioners, so I'm going to call our January 21st, 2025 meeting to order. On the agenda, we have approving the minutes from our last meeting on January 7th. I move to approve the minutes. Is there a second?
A second.
Any friendly amendments? Concerns, questions about the minutes? See none. All those in favor of approving the minutes say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The minutes are approved. The next item is approving the loans for today. We have six loans at a little over $2.46 million. Is there a motion to approve the loans?
I move to approve the loans.
I'll second that. Tom, we will turn it over to you to talk us through the loan portfolio we are reviewing today.
I will try my best to do justice to our chief investment officer's use of colorful language in describing the loans. So, loans 1, 2, and 4 would be described by Rich as bread and butter loans for roadwork, public works, garage improvement, and a plow truck. But we'll talk a little bit more about 3, 5, and 6. Loan number 3, the Village of Dorchester is asking to borrow $482,000. They had two tax increment districts that they had spent money on improvements. However, the village collected more in tax increments than they actually spent on the improvements and interest over the years. The time is coming to close out those tax increment districts, and so the village needs to pay the difference between the amounts that they collected in those increments and the amounts that they spent. They need to pay that difference to the other entities, the school districts, the county, the technical college, etc. So since the village had used those excess tax increments to fund village operations, the village now needs to borrow to finance the amount to make the payments to the other entities. We do run into this situation occasionally, but all of you have been on the board for a while, it's not something that we see regularly. Loan number 5, the Village of Harrison will be using the loan proceeds to purchase 10 additional acres of land that they would be using to develop a central business district. Land would also allow the village to extend utilities and roadways to service a new fire station to service the village. And finally, loan number 6, City of Adams has asked to borrow $56,000 to finance their prior service pension liability. So after going several years without doing any prior service pension liability loans, we've now been asked to do 2 in a relatively short period of time. And that's my short summary of the loan applications for this meeting. Thank you, Tom.
Any questions from the commissioners? Seeing none, all those in favor of approving the loans for today say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
The loans are approved. There's no old business and there is no new business. So we'll just move into officer reports. And Tom, I think I'll just turn it over to you to kind of maybe do the chief investment report and the executive secretary report all at once.
Thanks, Sarah. In terms of the chief investment officer's report, Rich has no report for today's meeting, so I'm sure he will have more for the next meeting. But in terms of my report, I think I had told the board recently about the fact that we had modernized our timber sale bidding to make it more accessible to people using electronic bids. And We opened our most recent timber sale bids recently, and it was a successful bid offering. All of our offerings received acceptable bids, and on all of them, we received at least three separate bids, except for one, and even the one that we only got one bid for was in excess of our minimum acceptable bid. So it was a very successful timber sale. For the year, we've now had two timber sales. The total estimated value of those is over $1.2
million. Oh, that's great.
Which is, we've come a long way from where we used to be. And again, you got to remember, these are in down timber markets that we're now selling over $1.2 million. So hats off to our folks in the Lake Tahoe office for their hard work in getting those set up and offered and successfully bid on. So very happy with that.
Tom, just to make sure I understand, so though you received bids on everything that went on this kind of platform, in total that was $1.2 million for everything.
So for not just this bid opening, but the last one as well. So within this fiscal year, it's been over $1.2
million. Okay, $1.2 million this fiscal year, which wasn't that above already the total from last year, if I recall?
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
again, all-time record. So
yeah, that's great.
So in terms of actual timber revenue in the door, through the end of December, we were just shy of 400,000. And usually our timber revenue coming in is always back-end loaded for the second half of the fiscal year because of the fact that a lot of our timber sales are still held on lands that can only be harvested during winter. And so you think about it from July 1 through December 31, yeah, you're not going to have as much harvesting done until the ground freezes. And so to have almost 400,000 in the door before the end of December, again, puts us in very good shape for this fiscal year.
So it's great.
Rich and I are heading to Milwaukee for the Wisconsin Education Conference. Booths have to be set up tonight to be ready to go tomorrow morning. We're both excited to be connecting with our stakeholders, both the schools that are looking at borrowing from us and the ones that are looking at, how much they get to spend. Again, this is another part of communicating with schools to let them know that we will be distributing $70 million this year. So I have started meeting with legislative offices regarding our budget request. Most legislators have not been around except for inauguration. Met with the chief of staff for Senator Quinn's office to have the introductory discussion. He will be on joint finance this year, and he represents a northern district in Wisconsin where we are very active in lending, and we have some timber operations as well. And John, I think when you get a chance, when you're in town, maybe we can schedule some time to talk about some more meetings with legislators, if that's okay with you.
Yeah, that'd be great.
I'd like that. Other than that, that's about my summary for today. Are there any questions?
No questions from my end, Tom. And let us know how the WASB conference or the larger educator conference goes. I'm sure there'll be a lot of familiar faces, but hopefully some new faces as well. So too. And that was going to be my question, Tom, to you, was let us know how we can be helpful on the budget process, because we did talk about that last meeting. Glad you're connecting with John. But as you're continuing to go down this road, let us know how we can advocate for the BCPL.
Yeah, what I decided to do was have some informal discussions with some of the key staff members, even before the legislators got back to Madison just to start talking about what we're looking at doing and how we're looking at financing the operations, so that when I have the later sit down with the actual member of joint finance, the conversation should flow even better, because they'll already have some familiarity with us and what we're seeking. So,
yeah, and something maybe, Tom, that we can explore is at some point we used to do kind of freshman orientation meetings where we would kind of let them know about the BCPL and explain the role and answer questions. So it might be helpful at some point to do a few of those in the future.
I was thinking about that. You know, it's weird how much the pandemic kind of disrupted traditions. We had done that. And with so many people working remotely now, it's a little bit more unusual. But I'd like to explore that discussion a little bit further. So anyway.
Yeah. And we have really good conversations with some freshmen who are actually now on joint finance committee.
Yeah. I hear you.
Any other questions for Tom? So I don't have much to report right now, so I'm going to move it to just see if there's any other future agenda items that any of the commissioners would like to see.
Nothing for me, thanks.
Well, then I make a motion. Yes, John.
I guess. I was going to say, so when Tom was talking about the returns, is there a way we can get the, I guess it'll be too late, but can we give some sort of preliminary numbers to people we talked to on finance? Because that was the one thing they did give us last budget cycle, additional authority to bring in another. So,
hey, John.
We actually did what we said we would with it.
John, just so you know, we probably get every other word that you're saying. So we're not, it's
okay. It's been.
Are you in your office?
Okay. Next time. I don't know why it's. I'm in.
So we can't hear you. So you can type it in the chat or feel free to maybe follow up after the meeting.
I'll bring it up next time.
John, please feel free to reach out or call me in my office. And I could hear that you were looking for some preliminary numbers, but I didn't know which preliminary numbers you were looking for. So give me a holler and we will get you whatever you're looking for. So.
All right. Well, if there's nothing else, I move to adjourn our meeting today. Is there a second?
I second.
Thank you, Josh. All those in favor of adjourning our meeting today, say aye. Aye, Sarah.
Aye, Josh.
Aye, John.
Meeting's adjourned. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week.
Take care.
Have a good week, everyone.